Resistance Movement Radio. Woman's Movement Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, we'll be speaking to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we'll be talking about voice, power, and spirit. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated earlier on in the introduction, we're going to be talking about voice, power, and spirit. And we have a wonderful woman that we're going to be speaking to today. She has been known as the Medicine Song Woman, which is known as Brenda McIntyre. She's also known as the Success Shaman and serves some of the most powerful spiritual women entrepreneurs on the planet. What Brenda does is that she helps them create compelling signature offerings based upon their gifts and passion and aids them in activating their VPS, known as a voice, power, and spirit. There are six key areas of business that she aids all of these women for tapping into. And today she's on our show and going to share with all of you. When we return, we'll be talking to Brenda McIntyre.
The hottest new gel polish just got cooler. Reaction by Gel 2. Color-changing polish that heats up and cools down, transforming your look. 12 temperature-activated colors that evolve with you. For a perfect manicure that strengthens nails, choose Gel 2. What's your reaction?
And we're back, and we're here today with Brenda McIntyre. And Brenda's a phenomenal woman. She has done so many different things all around the world. She's known as, you know, the medicine song woman, and also known for the successful shaman. And, you know, she's well accredited. You know, she's a Juno, a Grammy award-winning Aboriginal woman, and she's just done so many powerful and wonderful things. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you chose to be on Women's Movement Radio Show today.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, I'm just going to start having this conversation with you. You've just done so many phenomenal things, and I know that you have a powerful story to share. And I remember, you had a vision when you were 7 years old. I want you to share that vision that you had with us when you were 7 years old that led you on your spiritual path of success till today.
Sure. Yeah. When I was seven, a lot happened. I moved to a new place. And on my first, I was there for a little bit actually in the summer. And then my first day of school was when everything kind of changed. First and second day of school, I guess, because the first day of school I got there, everything seemed okay. It seemed all right. And then recess happened and I find myself just being shoved into this wall and down onto the floor by this girl from my class. And I was in shock. I never experienced anything like that. And, kind of just stayed there until the bell rang, and then after that, it was just kind of, I don't even think I was present for the whole day. Then I left, and I took the wrong way home, because I didn't know my way, because it was the first time I had ever gone that way, or gone to the school, and so I was terrified, actually. I didn't know what to do, so I had to walk back to the school, and you can imagine, after being pretty much humiliated that, you know, to go back, and then now I have to call my mom and ask her to help, to come and get me, because I didn't know where I was going. So that was my first day of school. And the second day, I went to school, and then when I came home, this vision appeared, and it was very simple. It was a symbol on my forehead. But the thing is, you know, I had a great imagination, but I didn't know that. I didn't know what this thing was, but I could like, how could I see this thing on my forehead? I'm in my body. So I see this thing, and I could feel it. I could feel it, like there was something etched into my forehead. And as I walked back to from school back home, I just could feel it and see it there. And then I would just forget about it. And when I got home, it just sort of, I don't know, I did other things. I forgot about it. So the next day in the morning, same thing happens. I see this thing. I feel it on my forehead. I'm walking to school and now feeling really weird because I don't know what this thing is. But I know at least you can't see it. Nobody else could see it but me. So every day for 9 months, like going to school, going home from school, I see this thing on my forehead. And I know it's important. So I drew pictures of it. I was like journaling about it. I was trying to figure out what it meant, and I couldn't figure this out. So I forgot about it. After that year of school, it just stopped. And so fast forward 33 years, and I'm in Toronto, and I open the door to this awesome store, one of my favorite stores in Toronto. It's changed since then, but I'm surrounded by all these crystals and stones because that's what this store is about. And I look to my left as I come in, and it's like my whole body just goes into shock. And I can feel like ripples of electricity going up and down. And I see that vision literally inside this crystal that's about like 3 feet tall. And I'm just blown away because I'd forgotten about it. And all of a sudden it just pings back into my mind, and I remember it. And so over the next few months, and it felt like a few days, it was amazing. This vision brought me all these teachings. Teachings came through that were about that and from that, and I received 4 medicine songs that were directly from spirit that were part of this. And then out of that, I had to put together, I was driven to put it all together into something that I could use myself, because I could see this unfolding and it was going to help me, but I also could see it was going to help everyone else that I was working with at the time. And at the time I was working with women to help them find their voice. And so it's called Step Into Your Birthright. And I'll share a little bit more about that later, but that's what this whole thing just culminated into, this whole system. And it has to do with awakening what I like to call your true star power. So it was an amazing experience, and that vision continues to give me teachings still. It's amazing.
Well, you truly have an amazing, amazing story. And, you know, you have such a unique perspective. As a singer, and where you are, how, like you talked just now about how you integrated and these songs came to you. How have you been able to integrate your spirituality into all aspects of your business? I guess the reason I'm asking that is that, what is your definition of star power, and how do we use it to manifest success?
Yeah, those are great questions. Well, the thing about, like, in terms of integrating spirituality into my business, it's like it can't not be there because I am, like what I figured out was I've always been spiritual. I just didn't know that's what it was. I was always connected to the land. That's where, I mean, I know that's how that vision came, was just even being connected to the hills where in British Columbia, where I grew up, being connected to the land. I was always out on the land. I was always outside on the hills, in the sagebrush. I love the water. And so that bled into everything that I do now. But also I've had all these spiritual awakenings. I can't even, it would take me days to talk about all of them, that were amazing for me and shifted and changed my life. And I guess the main one that happened was 2006, which was when that vision came back. It was the same year. All of this stuff happened. The vision returned to me. I I received, you know, my whole Step Into Your Birthright system, also what I call the Sweet Success Code, which is the core of that system. Well, that came later, but it's like it was already embedded in it. And this painting came that was of the vision, but of so much more. I did the CD. I created a CD that was it's called Spirit Connection, and it was from that. And at the same time, all these amazing things were happening. In 2005, it was kind of a lead up to that. That was when I opened for Dr. Emoto, for Greg Braden and Shakti Gawain, and things were shifting rapidly for me in 2005, but I wasn't quite ready for it. And in 2006, when I got that vision back, it was like that opened up things for me. And I started to really dive into, I don't know, who I am, more so than, like, I'd been spiritual and I had friends that we would gather and do tarot readings. And, you know, I always had that kind of perspective, but it was different now. In 2006, when all this happened, it was a time for me of serious transition. And then 2007 was when I had another major, major experience, which was, I went back home to British Columbia. I'll always call that home. I'm home in Toronto too, where I live now. But the West Coast is where I'm really, my spirit is home there with the land, like I was talking about. And I went back and I did this big tour for the Spirit Connection CD, actually. And it was a huge healing thing for me because I lost my parents when I was young, both of them in British Columbia.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And so I was going back for a lot of healing. And at the same time, it was a tour for my business, right? So I come back and everything just fell apart. Everything fell apart, but it needed to. I had this, what I call my urban vision quest in 2007 in the winter. And in 2008 is when I started to really open. Well, it's like I had this experience in the spring after a really hard winter, and really, like, I was literally doing a vision quest. It was like I wasn't going out. I wasn't seeing any talking to any people. Like, I had let go of people in my life. It was a very difficult thing for me. I had to go through like releasing relationships, just changing everything on an internal level. And then in March, when I would usually have so many gigs, I'd be turning them away. I had none. And that was unheard of at that point in my career. Never, never, never had happened before. Never mind in March, like any time. I mean, even in the winter when it was slow, I'd have at least a couple of gigs. And I had nothing. So it was weird. And I did this ceremony for myself because I knew it was, you know, spirit was involved. There was something different going on. And I received my own healing system, which I also, like, my medicine song healing technique. So, like, Reiki, but not Reiki, like 100 times Reiki, but it's my own healing technique. So that's the deepest work that I do now with my clients. And at that point, I was just finally owning that I'm a healer after an elder, a medicine woman, told me in 1998 that I'm a healer. I couldn't believe it back then. So it was like all this stuff was opening up. I have a big, huge, you know, sort of multifaceted opening and awakening. And I couldn't just ignore it. Because what I said in that ceremony I did for myself was, I said, tell me what to do and I'll do it. So they gave me the healing system, you know, and they told me, gather the people, they said. And they said, they gave me this whole system. So I had to step into my power. I had no choice.
Well,
because,
I was,
you know,
ask you,
I promise. What's that?
What was my question? My next question is for you. Is what was your business like before you had this awakening, star power? Because I know that you and I have discussed that, you know, throughout your story, there's three conscious choices that you provide entrepreneurs with that keeps them stuck and small. So I want you to share that with our audience.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. So what happened was. Well, like, what's going on with what I call star power? I'll kind of, I talked about it a little bit. It's spirit, truth, attraction, and radiance is what it's the acronym for star power. And yeah, for me, like, the difference between doing it and not, like, you know, what happens is a lot of coaches out there kind of are self-proclaimed rock star coaches who, like, I hear this all the time, and I'm so tired of hearing it, which is rock star and rocking this and rocking that. And it's like, you know what? It's like smoke and mirrors and performance to get you to think that you need their services. You know,
well, I'm glad that you brought up that point. That is a 100% valid point. I actually call that system it's called the comeback system. And it's just literally how a drug dealer retains a junkie. It is, I'm only going to provide you, I'm going to tantalize you with this, but I'm not really going to provide you with the necessary tools that you need to truly free yourself. And it's almost, and the reason why I use that analogy is because a drug dealer knows exactly how to lure and to hook its junkie, so that way it gets a repeat client. So a part of what happens in media or in the spiritual realm, and I'm just going to add this as a sidebar, ladies, is that we have a bunch of people that pop up, and they're really great at marketing, even though that they are truly not living the spiritual work. So, and they're very well versed in putting out all this marketing material and saying, well, you know, I have the 901 steps to success, only for then the person who's in a, coming from a, engaging this content from a place of desperation, truly seeking this knowledge to show up, purchase this item, and then they're left with fluff. And then they're thinking, well, I'm going to keep buying this person's system because maybe at some point they're going to reveal to me what the steps to success is, only for them to be, you know, X of hundreds of thousands of dollars in, and they still haven't gotten the answer.
Yeah.
That was my question.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You know, and then meantime, yeah, like you said, you know, they're not like what, and so the other thing that happens that I see is these, is people like you and me, people, other entrepreneurs who take these trainings with these people, and then they get caught up in that marketing mobile, right? And they push aside or downplay their own amazing gift, and then they're not doing what they're actually here to do or being who they are. You know, they're like being a mini someone else. So, and for me, you know, that was one of my mistakes. So I like to talk about that. Like one of the unconscious choices that I was making was I was filtering and downplaying my presence, right? Like I put up an emotional and energetic shield and I turned my light down. And that's what I see a lot of out there too. You know, limiting how you let yourself be seen and heard, limiting how you are in the world. So like I had lots of fans and I was loving my music and I was on stage and all that stuff and, you know, in the media, but for a long time, I was not awakened with my star power. I was not performing as what I like to call 500% you. I was being not myself. You know, I didn't think I was good enough. And that's what usually is at the core of that. And what happens
I was going to interject and say that I think a lot of our celebrities, I think people that start the journey of finding their purpose, they get into this place of, I'm doing my journey, and they just really want to love what they do and are making a living at what they do. And then they get, and especially celebrities, you see it, they get elevated to this platform and then not realizing now that they've lost something, right? Because you can't, I think it's a fine line. You want to be as authentic as you possibly can, but the media and the public won't really allow you to be that authentic either. Because a part of the way that we've conditioned many people engaging celebrities or media professionals is that there's hype around us. There's a lot of hype. People cannot, and then we become very guarded. So like for obviously you people like you and I, we're in a spiritual realm. But I've spoken to many people that are on these larger platforms, and I can feel the emotional blockages once I enter into a conversation with them. And it's not coming from a place of they're emotionally blocked. They're just, they have walls up because is this person going to misconstrue my words? There's a lot of that. So I think that, well, just to touch back on what you and I were previously talking about, is just about bringing integrity back to different facets of media and living. And so that way it allows people such as, that are public figures to be as authentic as they would like to be.
It'd be amazing for that to happen. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, you know, that was what was happening for me too. And then what happens is your clients can't find you, or when they do, they're not the right clients, you know, or they get confused by your mixed signals, you know, and then you don't end up getting what you really want in terms of your business. And your energy can end up really drained too, because you're spending so much time in fear, like you were talking about, of, you know, am I going to be misconstrued? Am I saying the right thing, or whatever it is? And then your energy field gets weaker too. So they kind of, and I see what you're saying too. And I've seen that, and I could go into a whole tangent about what you were just saying. Totally agree. You know, a lot of people who get up on that big platform, they lose themselves. And, you know, and it's hard to, like, one of the things that happens is we're innovative by nature, but we can be very empathic, right? And if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, and, you know, one of the things, like I was mentioning a bit earlier, is this is the second mistake, I would say, the second unconscious choice is doing rinse and repeat versus inspired innovation. So being that mini somebody else instead of standing in your own truth and working from that foundation of your inspired innovation just naturally coming through you. Because that's what makes you more magnetic to your ideal client. That's one of the things, is inspired innovation. You know, when it comes from you, your spirit and intuition, that gives you something way more powerful than the rinse and repeat cookie cutter kind of stuff that's out there. You know, like there's enough of that stuff out there. There needs to be you, right?
Exactly. And I'm in total agreement with that. And I'm so glad that you talked about that, because there's one probably online business guru that I do follow, and that's Marie Forleo. She just speaks about very much about what you talked about. But it really hit home for me the other day when she said, because she's posted many videos about authenticity. Authenticity, and also only you, there's only ever going to be one Brenda, one Janae, and only us. Only Brenda and Janae can convey Brenda and Janae's messages. I can't convey Brenda's message, nor can Brenda share my story. And I think it's so sad when I see online these minions that are inspired by people like yourself and I, Brenda, and they pop up, and Maria talks about this all the time, and they literally want a copycat. And they're not understanding that you've just really made the coined phrase that you're a mediocre copy of another man's genius come to full fruition, because you're no longer being authentically yourself. You actually don't even exist. You're just doing something that somebody else did. And not understanding that when you start copying somebody else's system, brand, or anything like that, it takes away from, it's one, it takes away from spirit. Two, you can't even, how are you able, if you want to promote a product or service, you can't promote that now because it's not authentically you. You're conveying someone else's message, and you're never going to convey that with the level of passion and authenticity as if it was just your own story.
Yeah.
And that really is a spirit of lack as well. It's a huge spirit of lack. It's lack mentality. It's impoverished mindset. And you're setting yourself, truly, people don't realize they're setting themselves up for failure, not just on legal ramifications, but really from a place of, as you start evolving, it's going to become, it becomes more of a, it's an upward battle instead of it just being natural ebb and flow. People that naturally operate in what you're talking about, your star power, are coming from a place of natural ebb and flow, because I my authenticity, I can receive it back. And that's how you draw, you know, the hysteria and the crowds and all of those people.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's kind of built into the coaching world right now, and even the entertainment industry and the spiritual industry. It's like, you know, levels of this and that, and you're come and take my training, my certification, whatever it is, and then people are perpetually trying to learn because they don't feel like they're good enough, or they take what they learned and they have to pay fees or whatever, but that's what they're promoting. Again, then they're promoting their coaches or their gurus or whoever, somebody else's technique. You know, like, I love Reiki so much, it helped me so much, and so here's all about Reiki on their website, and you don't see anything about them. And then what do you want to work with that person for? Nothing. Like, you could go to anybody
who does. Well, I was going to say,
you don't stand out anymore.
I know today that you have a special treat for us, and I'm going to ask you, is it a good time for you to do that with the special treat for us? And can you tell us more about what you're going to do? I'm interested to know what you're going to do, Brenda.
Sure. Yeah, I love to do something special every time I'm on an interview, especially if it's radio, but also, you know, anything like that. Just sharing, like, my voice is my secret sauce. That's my voice is my secret sauce. It's where everything comes from. And what I wanted to share with you is what I'll share, like a mini success alignment session. So whoever the listeners are, and whenever you listen to this, if it's today when we're doing this, you know, and you put this out first, or if it's like months later, whenever you listen to this, that this be for the highest good of you and all life everywhere. And what I'll do is bring through channel a medicine song. And so for those of you who are going, what is she talking about? It's kind of like jazz improv, except it's spiritual. So it's coming, you know, when people say, oh, it just came off the top of my head. Well, that's what my songs do. They come literally off the top of my head. So I'm going to bring through a song. And they can take you deep. So if you're driving, don't listen to this while you're driving. Get out, just stop or pause the recording and listen later. And what I'll do is I'll bring through a song, and then whatever information comes through that is intended for your listeners and for you, and for me even to hear, that's what's going to come through. So I'll just allow whatever message or meditation or whatever comes through. And I will make, I can do these, when I do these for an individual, it's 45 minutes. Like I do individual sessions like that. But when I do for the radio show, for our purposes, it'll be nice and short, because if I take you too deep and, you know, it'll get too long. So just breathe into your belly and let yourself kind of settle in and relax. And take at least 3 deep breaths into all the way down into your belly. We live in our heads. We need to bring ourselves back into body. So just breathing. And I'll bring through the song, and I want you to connect to Mother Earth, however you want to do that. Feel the connection the simplest way. Know that there's gravity here, connecting you down, pulling you down, connecting you to the earth, keeping you grounded. Because we need to be in our bodies. We need to be in our bodies and with spirit for us to really maximize and be who we are at such a deep level. So just breathing, and I'll bring that song. Hey, ah, ah. Hey, ah, ah. Hey, ah, ah. Where, hey, ah. Yourself, just receive and release, letting the breath flow, letting your energy flow. And I'm just being told that just let yourself just kind of shake a little bit, just shake off whatever has come up to be released. And also to integrate, just breathing again into your belly and imagining that there's just this beautiful, almost like a crystal cave in there. This just beautiful crystal cave, all bright and sparkly. And it looks empty, but it is so full of spirit, so full of love, so full of source energy, healing energy, creative energy, inspired innovation, life. And then breathe into that belly again and just let that circulate around your whole body. Just breathing in and out at your own pace, no right or wrong way. And you might even want to rub your belly and just feel the energy that's there, that's here for you. And just letting yourself feel also, again, the groundedness that you have, the connection to the earth. And the message that they want to share with everyone is you get to have the wings. You get to have the wings. And you also need to have the roots, like a tree. So rooting yourself to the ground and also in your body, like centering and grounding yourself in your body. Because we do live up in our heads so often. And communicating from your body instead of from your head. Not just your heart even, but from your body. That's what they want to say today. Mm-hmm. I'm all about communication, and that's a big part of my work. It's about finding your voice, opening your power, your spirit. So letting your own messages come from this place of feeling connected and feeling yourself in your body with all of that power. Imagine you really do have this beautiful crystal cave that's within your belly, feeding you constantly, all the time, giving you energy so that you can do whatever it is that you need to do. And that inside that crystal cave, at the very, very heart of it, is the essential you, your essence, who you really came here to be. And it's like a little tiny, tiny, tiny seed of a light that you can burst out big, or you can let it stay small. So what's your choice? And in any moment, it can be any choice, and nothing is right or wrong. And you get to decide how bright you want that light to shine, how powerful you want to be, and when to bring that out, and how to bring that out. Your choice. But I can promise you that when you do, and when you're following what your body wants you to do, what your spirit wants you to do, that you're going to make the right decisions. You're going to empower yourself and the people around you. So just breathing that in. And then when you're ready, if you had your eyes closed, opening your eyes and just noticing three things in front of you that you're grateful for. Doesn't matter what they are. Yeah.
Wow. It's hard to believe that you used to be terrified of being seen or heard, Brenda. You know, I'm sure, I know that so many of our listeners can definitely benefit from that technique. And especially just in business. I just love the fact that it was able to be still for, you know, a few moments there in time. So I understand that you have a pair of tickets that you want to give away, Brenda, for one of your live events. Can we do that draw now?
Yeah. So what I'll do is, easiest way for me to do this is, the first person who emails me, and I'll give the email in a second, with the subject line, I want it. the subject line, I want it, emails me at brenda@successshaman.com. That's brenda@successshaman.com. First person to email me with that, with I want it in the subject line, will get a free pair of tickets, two tickets to my next Sweet Success Experience live event, which is all about being seen and heard. It's and actually I give you the like some live embodied teachings, like you actually get to do the stuff of the Sweet Success Code, the Step Into Your Birthright System, all of that. So yeah, and I'll let you know who wins. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Well, this has been truly wonderful. And I know we're just touching the tip of the iceberg, and I know we're saving the best for last, because you have a potent teaching that's called Sweet Success Code, and that's your magic formula that you've for being seen and heard in the most awakened star power. So I want you to share that with our audience just before we go.
Yeah, so what I'd like to share about that, I'll share the magical formula. And what that is it's very simple and very powerful. It's V plus V as in voice, plus P as in power, plus S as in spirit. VPS, V plus P plus S equals MB, magnetic beacon. I'll say this again too. Plus being seen and heard, BSH. So it's V plus P plus S equals MB plus BSH. Voice plus power plus spirit equals magnetic beacon plus being seen and heard. And I wish I could show visuals here, but I can't. So, but what? Well, if you go to my stepintoyourbirthright.com, you'll see actually the painting that came out of that. And the whole system also that came out of that, and it really all of these teachings plus that Sweet Success Code are in there. And what this is really about, it's like 17 years of helping women find their voice. All of that needed to happen before I could get that vision back, so that I could really kind of bring the two together. And you know, It's about being seen and heard. You know, this is really for anyone. I know this came for anyone. And at the same time, I work with spiritual entrepreneurs. And this is a formula that works for me and that I've seen work for my clients. And it is at the foundation of all of the work that I do. So, should I mention the special now or after?
Oh, for sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, what I've done is I wanted to offer just for Janae's listeners, for all of you, to get my Step Into Your Birthright program for a substantial savings. And so basically what it is, what it's allowed me to do, this thing that I've used, actually it helped me to create the CD I was talking about, the Spiritual Connection, the Spirit Connection CD. Helped me to do the tour. I got to do those things because of using these teachings. I had no money at the time to pay for those things, and I manifested it using this system. And, you know, things like I was nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award a couple in 2010. I've created multiple six figures in the past 3 years, and like I said, this is my foundational teachings. Of course, there's more to it than that. To get me to that place, but using these teachings is what really started it all off. And I just had my biggest gig ever, which was really exciting, doing ceremony, water ceremony, and speaking for 3,000 people just in the summer. You know, and I took my daughter on her first Disneyland vacation just last year. So it's amazing, like, what can show up. You know, for my clients, it's been anything from, like, manifesting a house to expressing themselves more fully to making more money, getting more clients. The main thing I always hear about this is that they feel free to stop hiding their gifts and actually just be themselves. That's at the heart of this. because the ability to really just to be 500% you, that's what I, if I had more time, I would go more into that. But, you know, it's kind of like when they, when you're on, when you see performers on stage and I forget, oh, living like larger than life. It's like being larger than life, you know, like really bringing out who you are. And being seen and heard in your vulnerability while you do that, that's a powerful place to be. And so what's included in this is there's 7 experiential trainings. These are the basic, even more than basic, teachings, because there was more that came through when I last did this and recorded it. 7 experiential trainings, workbook and handouts. Instructions too for one of the powerful Native American ceremonies that I use for myself, and I always give this to my clients, is going to be in there because I just want to gift it. So it's in the teachings, and the Spirit Connection CD I was talking about, the downloadable version of that is included as well. And just for right now, what I have, just for the rest of this year, actually, there's a few things you get extra. Because I just wanted to gift my clients this year, so I'm doing this bonus live monthly Q&A call, and that happens until the end of the year. We're taking a summer break, but it's happening. So what are we in? We're June, September, October, November, December. All those months you're going to get actually like a free monthly Q&A call that comes with this. You'll get to be part of a private Facebook group, which is phenomenal for just giving you added support, peer support, and a 15-minute coaching call with me personally. And that alone is actually worth half the value of the program. And what I'm offering as well is if you were not the winner for that bonus free ticket, you're going to get one if you get this program to my Sweet Success Experience live event. The next one I'm doing is in fall. For fall equinox, I like to do them right on the equinox and or around that time. And if you're listening to this months down the road, that still is available. If you go to my website and it says that, it's still, and it will be for next year too, for 2015, because I'm doing this every equinox. So the first 3 of you to register are going to get a 45-minute success alignment session with me, which is a $500 value. And that's what it would, that's how much it, the investment is for someone to work with me for one session. And it's kind of like what you just experienced, but much deeper, because then it's custom and I'm doing energy healing for you and all kinds of amazing things. The way that people actually describe it the best for me is they say it's like it cracks you open. So for this, I have a couple of promo codes for you. And so on the page, you'll see like the price is $497. That's how much the program is $497. But for your listeners, I wanted to offer them something special. So for the next 48 hours, for the next 48 hours, like whatever day it is today, it's June 2nd, 2014. So in the next 48 hours, if you were to purchase this, if you pay in full, it's $350. So you basically save about $150. And if you want 3 monthly payments, then it's $125. Now, it's not going to say that on my page because this is just for you guys. The promo codes you need are, if you want to pay in full, the $350 is SWEET350. And the SWEET is in all caps, SWEET 350. And if you want to do 3 monthly payments of $125, it's SWEET and the number 3, just SWEET 3, all caps. Now, for those of you who are going, man, it's like way past 48 hours, I have something else for you. So I have a promo code for you as well for up to 7 days after our call. If you pay in full, it would be $397, so you're still saving $100. And sorry, and the 3 monthly payments would be $150 each, and so that's $75 savings. So the promo codes for 7 days after are STAR, just the word STAR, all caps, and that's for pay in full, and star 3 for 3 monthly payments. So it's stepintoyourbirthright.com. This is where you go if you're not there already. And if you have any questions about this, you can always email me. I'm happy to answer questions. And there's a contact form on the website, or you can email me at brenda@successshaman.com.
Well, I was going to say, Brenda, we want to thank you so much for being on Women's Movement Radio Show today. But before we go, we have 30 seconds left. And can you just provide our audience with any wonderful words of inspiration just before we go?
Sure. Let me see what comes. Yeah. The thing that's coming is that it's crucial right now for us to do two things, to be seen and heard and to really come fully alive. To be seen and heard and to become fully alive, because most of us are not. We're not letting ourselves do those two things, you know, at all, or to even take it deeper, doing them both at the same time. And that's where the power is. So if you let yourself be seen and heard, like I was being seen and heard by like thousands of people, right? It wasn't me letting my real 500% me be seen and heard. It wasn't that. But if you are letting yourself really be you, and that does require vulnerability and truth telling, you know, and stepping into your gifts if you haven't. Stepping into that calling you might be feeling. And that's what a lot of the people I talk to, it's just, you know, I know there's something more. And you might not even know what that more is, but you know there's something more that you need to be doing or you need to be being. Then find your way to do that. Find your way to be that 500% you, the person, the being, the spirit that you are meant to be in this lifetime now on this planet. Like, you're needed. That's why you're here. So the more alive that you become and the more you let yourself be seen and heard that way, the more you're that beacon, that magnetic beacon. Going beyond business, because it's going to help your business, definitely. You know, it will help you get the right clients and all of that. It'll help you to make more money. It'll help you to create money in other ways. But it will help you in your relationships and your communications. It will help you to do what I call use your voice as sacred medicine, you know, help you to really be who you're meant to be in this lifetime. So that's what I've got to say. It's just so important.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda. It was such a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been fun, and I always love doing this, and I really appreciate this, Janae. How do I say your name? I'm going to say it wrong.
Janae.
Janae. I love it, too. It's so beautiful.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force.
I'd like to thank Brenda for being on Women's Movement Radio Show this week and coming and sharing her 6 steps to success, as well as her sweet success code, which is her magical formula for being seen and heard. For those of you that tuned in and listened to our show, we want to repeat the offer of the first 3 people to register to get the 45-minute success alignment session with Brenda, which happens to be a $500 value. The promo codes are SWEET350 and SWEET3. I hope that all of you take advantage of that and find Brenda at her website at stepintoyourbirthright.com. Ladies, you know, it was so great having her on because we got to talk about a wide array of things. And truly, it's truly about blending your passions with all of the things that you love. And I've shared with all of you, I've been able to do that. So as you go out into your week, start looking at defining what, creating what you want to experience, and also looking at the things that you are truly passionate about and figuring out a way that how you can blend them so that way you can too can have star power. Ladies, I'd like to thank you for all listening to Women's Movement Radio Show this week. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. Join me here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as you go out into your week, never forget to be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.